Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began sharing some concepts about God's house, and I've entitled this message, A House for All Nations, that God dwells in what we call His house. There is a place in the heavens where He is dwelling right now. There is a throne of God that the Father is seated upon, and Jesus is sitting at His right hand. And as I shared, there's spiritual realities and natural realities, and we were looking at a reference in the book of Daniel, the second chapter. It was the vision that King Nebuchadnezzar had, and Daniel interpreted it. And he said that at the very end of days, the kingdom of God, there would be a stone which became a great mountain. And he was referring to the everlasting kingdom that was going to be established. And let me share some other scriptures with you, beautiful ones. One found in Isaiah, the second chapter, verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. This, of course, is referring to the time when Jesus returns and there His kingdom, the millennial kingdom, will be established. And then in Micah, the fourth chapter, verses 1 and 2, it talks about the last days, church of God, and many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now, there's always, I feel, also a spiritual application that we can apply, because in these days, the Lord is certainly pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh, and many are coming into the kingdom of God. And as they do that, they are desiring, they are hungry for the sincere milk of the Word. I just shared with you out of Micah, the law shall go forth of Zion. In other words, the Word of the Lord, God's commandments, go forth from the very house of God, from the church of the living God. Psalm 48 and 1 says, Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. And so, not only will there be the presence of God, not only will His house be established there, but His ways, His principles will be available there. They will be a source for people to learn and acquire wisdom and knowledge. And what is the law of the Lord? Well, we know under the Old Covenant there were a lot of disciplines that and sacrifices they were required to keep. But Jesus summarized the whole point of all those sacrifices is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And in the 11th chapter of Isaiah, and I'm just going to read a few verses because I have it opened, it talks about, out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. And it's basically talking about Jesus with the sevenfold Spirit of God upon him. And in verse 5, it says, And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Now this speaks of what the kingdom life is going to be like in the millennial kingdom. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. No dangers. It's going to be so beautiful. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. There will be literally a changing of the digestive systems of carnivores, and they will be content to eat straw. like an ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as waters cover the sea. Is that not beautiful? It's the utopia that fallen man has longed for, and they shall never find it. They've never been able to find it. They've never been able to find the fountain of youth. But that which is deeply embedded in the spirit of man finds its realization and its actualization in a relationship with the living God. And we've been able to have that relationship through what Jesus did for us, because God is a God of justice. He is absolutely pure. There's no evil in him. He hates and detests sin, which is basically rebellion. But he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He is a just God, but he is a loving God. And so he has made provision for whomsoever will to come into the safety of his arms, into the ark of his love. And only those who refuse, if they will not have the Lord, how do you feel when you've been ever rejected by a loved one, by a family member? It hurts, doesn't it? Well, you can't force them. You can't demand the relationship be what you would like. You pray that it might, but ultimately that's how it is with God. He gave man free will, and so mankind has a choice. And so if anyone spends eternity apart from God, it's because they chose to do it. Hallelujah. So the lion will lay down with the lamb. Praise God. God's law is going to be known in his house. And we know, the psalm says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. You know, I was thinking of some passages in Psalm 84, and I'm just going to share this because it's such a beautiful psalm. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Let's just share this together as a prayer and praise to the Lord. Our souls longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, our King and our God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, or of sorrow, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. We had rather be doorkeepers in the house of our God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Amen. What a beautiful experience it is to dwell in the house of the Lord. God's creation, the natural world that we enjoy and live in, is wondrous and multifaceted. And yet, man is the epitome, if you will, considered the crowning glory of all his handiwork. Why? Because man was made in God's image and likeness. What does that mean? Have you ever really thought about it? Well, besides, we know he doesn't have a physical body, but in terms of our cognitive and emotional capabilities, perhaps there is a similarities. Well, beloved, I just have some wonderful news for you. You know, the lives we live sometimes can be uneventful and even boring. I think mankind was born with a sense of adventure. We love the stimulation of new things, new challenges. And in the ages to come, we will never be bored. I believe our powers will increase, even mentally. And I know physically, because we're going to have a glorified body like Jesus. Remember when he first came to his disciples, he just walked through the wall. He was able to eat. I've always loved that experience when he said, "I'm not a spirit. Do you have anything to eat?" And they gave him some fish and honeycomb. But as far as our future existence, we'll never experience the limit of wisdom or knowledge. We do have intellectual capacities that will be expanded, I believe. But, beloved, we will never achieve parity or equality with God. We are created beings. And with that knowledge, one wonders at the brilliance of Lucifer, who was the most perfect of all of God's creation. And he thought he could rise above the throne of God. That's not very smart. However, there is an area of relating, whereas we cannot with our mental capabilities. Mankind has achieved a great deal. However, we are limited. We know in part. We understand in part. We see in part. But there is an area of relating where real communion may take place, where there is some measure of relative equality to some measure, that is, and that is in the area of the emotions, our soul, our emotional capacities, our will, the ability to love. Although we are not perfected in love as God, yet there is a way that we can truly, in fact, relate to him on this level. And God invites us to do that. Well, I just looked at the clock and my time has just about come to an end. So I must bring this broadcast to a close. Again, I thank you for joining me. And UCM Partners, how I thank the Lord for you. I love you and I'm so appreciative of your prayer support as well as your financial gifts. Thank you for all you do so that we can remain on this station and continue the outreaches of UCM. There's some good times ahead I'll be sharing with you. At any rate, thank you for listening. And if you have prayer needs, I do encourage you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.